Relax. You've known her for a while now, you tell yourself as you look in the mirror, adjusting your favorite tie and going over a quick mental checklist once again. You steady your breathing as you feel the quickening rhythm of your heart. The thump, the thump, the thump, the thump. You feel a shiver strike through you and draw in a deep breath. You've been on a fair amount of dates, but not many have just the thought of that first real exchange of words stolen your breath away like this. It only adds to the delicious anticipation that has grown around what tonight will be. It plucks at your stomach in the best of ways. Making sure your door is locked behind you, you nod before heading to the car downstairs. It's been a rather gloomy day by other people's standards, but you've grown fond of the rain. It greets you like an old friend, pattering into your skin, each cold droplet of rain rippling into the next. The drive to the diner is as soothing as it is exhilarating. The steady thrum of the rain against the roof droning on and on, and the passing yellow streetlights wash over you and through the car like little waves. Coming up to the diner, you see it's a fairly busy night, with people filtering in and out, perfectly accompanied by rain lightly pattering against the panes of glass, backlit by the warm glow of a hearth on the far wall. You can't help but feel at ease here, and you slowly come to realize you've been standing here in the rain for about a minute. The car door pressing into your legs brings you out of your drifting thoughts, and you shiver as you feel the chill of the rain on your shoulders. You make your way inside, and the bustling atmosphere of the place embraces you. Looking around, you see pairs of people seated in a comfortable distance from each other, each of them absorbed in their own conversations. The barkeep at the main counter notices you frozen by the entrance and beckons you over with a friendly wave and a smile. You approach. She greets you by name and laughs in bemusement as she sees the recognition wash over your face. Her eyes are vibrant green, and your breath catches as the auburn emanating from the fire that warms the diner flirts across them and over her face as she looks you up and down. You see her eyes narrow at you after she's met your gaze, and the hint of a smile tugging at her eyes. She then gestures to one of the seats in front of the counter, and you give an enrapt nod as you sit down, her gesturing shaking you out of your reverie. As you draw in a soft breath and begin to settle in, she hands you a menu, and that hint of a smile still tugging at her eyes, that still sparkle with flecks of auburn and gold from the hearth and dancing candlelight all around you. You find yourself nodding before you realize that you have yet to even say any one thing to her. Stammering, you fumble with the menu for a moment before ordering one of your favorite meals, as you always get from a restaurant, and the order gets sent off. She leans forward, her elbows resting lightly on the counter, much as her gaze also rests with you. Notes of cinnamon and jasmine waft around you, and it blends with the smell of hewn maple next to the fireplace, mead, and a mix of various perfumes that fill the air. You find yourself absolutely smitten by her as these scents cascade into you. You feel the focus of her gaze on you as you take in how she talks of some nights in the diner, some of lively celebrations, other of quiet nights, where the trickle of customers is slow. Soon enough, the two of you are absorbed in your own conversation and laughing with each other as you begin to let go and indulge in the conversation with her. Your eyes eventually settle on the fire flickering in the hearth behind you as you converse, and you take a soft breath in and feel the clarity of your vision haze over as your eyes begin to flutter. She softly chuckles, and the conversation pauses for a moment, and you feel a guiding tug on your tie, drawing you down, 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 drawing you closer, your eyes never leaving the fireplace. You hear her talking still, directly into your ear now, and she tells you to relax and just keep watching. Your vision hazes over more and more, and you drift off, carried along in a stream of words, unceasing. The crackling of the fireplace and the distant thrum of the rain outside blend together as her voice pours into your ears. And this only serves to push you deeper and deeper. You hear her purr praise into your ear, and the diner seems to just fade away. Your eyes close and you feel your head slumping forward and into her shoulder, but it doesn't wake you. And her words still flow as you drift off completely into the warmth of her voice. You're not even sure what she's saying anymore. All you know is that you just love to listen. Listen and obey. You must have dozed off. Did you not get enough sleep? She asks with a hint of feigned concern, glints of mischievous amusement betrayed behind her eyes as she's placing your order in front of you. The sound of the diner coming rushing back as you languidly try and blink the bleary haze from your eyes. But it warms you, wrapping around you, almost like a beckoning invitation to draw back in. You begin to drift again, deeper this time. And as your head comes to rest against the counter, your brow furrows in confusion, and you hear the faintest echo of a distant whispered, "Shh, shh, 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 shh. So good, so deep. Just listen and obey.